Okay, so here we are talking about TikTok again, and it's about time too. Right, welcome back to the Rotten Rainbow Podcast. Now, today we're going to be talking about TikTok, and I'm going to be exploring what I said 2 years ago, actually, from my first episode when I did season one of the Rotten Rainbow Podcast. And this is basically what I said.
Reason I say let's talk about TikTok is because I don't have TikTok. I've never had TikTok. I see ads for TikTok all the time when I watch YouTube videos.
So yeah, oh my God. It feels like I sound different, but I'm not entirely sure at this point. But yeah, I did an episode a while, like 2 years ago, about TikTok and what I basically saw on YouTube, but I didn't actually have the app. That's why I didn't take that episode as seriously, because I didn't have a first-hand experience with the app itself. I was just basically judging it off of what I've seen in YouTube videos and like cringe compilations and stuff like that. But now it is 2020, and I finally decided that I was gonna get TikTok, and you know what? It's still just as bad. It's still awful. I mean, there are some good things about TikTok, I guess. I mean, there are some videos that, oh, have made me cry, laugh so fucking hard. I hurt everywhere. I got a full chest and abdomen workout from laughing so hard. Still fat though, but you know, that's what it felt like. It felt like I did like 50 crunches in the span of what felt like 2 minute intervals. Oh, there's so many videos that I've saved on my phone that I watch to cheer me up because they make me laugh so fucking hard. And like, because I'm on TikTok and I decided, wouldn't it be fun to just make videos too? I have a few videos, like a little bit like a like dress, like what's it called? Making stuff with fabric, making clothes with fabric, and just like reacting to just the silly videos. And listen, as much as I love being on TikTok and seeing all these funny videos, TikTok is still fucking garbage. And today, honestly, I just want to talk all about TikTok and what's happening right now on TikTok. So let's just stop talking and let's start getting into all the stuff, shall we? Oh, and I also forgot to mention that I did actually make an episode for specifically TikTok and erased it because I absolutely hated how it came out, and I have officially deleted it. It's so bad, so unprepared, and so fucking everywhere. But let's really get into this episode, shall we? So the first article that we're going to be talking about is actually by the user named Tony Lopez, and from the article by Dexterto.com, and it's titled "TikTok Star Tony Lopez Accused of Inappropriate Messages Sent to Minors." This article is talking about the 20-year-old Hype House member Tony Lopez allegedly sending inappropriate messages and stuff to young girls as young as 15 via his private Snapchat account. This already sounds awful. Why can't influencers just like fucking like not? Why do influencers have to act like this? This is just unacceptable. Just the allegations themselves. Even if they are allegations, like I don't even know anymore. Like, I'm starting to wonder. This internet is just turning into a massive cesspool, as worse as it already has been. Anyways, let's continue with this article. The initial accusations aimed at Lopez emerged when a TikTok user, Griffin Brooks, went viral after a 15-year-old girl contacted him with screen recordings showing messages of a sexual nature supposedly sent by Lopez. Mind you, this is all alleged, but I'm just saying we all know how these things go at the end of the day. She said that he never asked for her age and always requested explicit photos, the article continues. It then transpired that Lopez has been marking tweets containing the incriminating videos under hidden replies without directly addressing the allegations. This is really creepy. He's 20 years old. So he is hitting up this 15-year-old girl. He needs to stop. He needs to just address it and come clean with it because he's just going to make the situation worse. And if he didn't, then people are just fucking garbage nowadays. This whole cancel culture thing is really starting to get on my nerves. Because then it makes... You wonder why people don't believe other people anymore. It's because people are coming up with bullshit like this. But it's all alleged. We don't know if it is, if it isn't. I'm just hoping it isn't. And yeah. Okay. On August 8th, another 15-year-old girl contacted another Twitter user sharing screenshots of Lopez allegedly giving his private Snapchat name, making similarly inappropriate comments. The message shows Lopez saying, "Your face is kissable," and calling her his baby. Users were quickly to raise the alarm in order to assure this predator is stripped off the platform. It's weird all over the place. It's weird that if this is true, that Tony Lopez is trying to hit up young girls. But it's also weird that it says, sharing screenshots of Lopez allegedly giving his private Snapchat name and making similarly inappropriate comments. Lopez allegedly giving his private Snapchat name. I mean, I don't even know what's going on. From the way I've seen social media happen before, and this has been happening for a long time, let's not even pretend like this isn't a new thing that is happening. I mean, we all remember, what was his name? He was a YouTube star. Sexual predator. Yeah, let's just put in that for now. Yeah, here it is. I think Austin Jones. Yeah, let's not forget Austin Jones. He did stuff like this too. He was a YouTuber and he was arrested for sexual misconduct involving minors and the possession of child pornography. Oh my god. Oh, good lord. His channel was terminated on February 6th of 2019. But like, this is what I'm talking about. This kind of stuff is not new to the internet. People have been doing this kind of disgusting shit for a very long time, and honestly, I do believe these 15-year-old girls, these 16-year-old girls who are coming, or confront, who are sharing their experience with Tony Lopez, because fame, internet fame, does something to influencers that I can't explain. It's like a god complex that they have instilled in them. They think that because people are listening to their every single video and everything they have to say, they can do whatever they want without any consequences. And honestly, I'm just waiting to see how this is all going to turn out. But I do believe how this is going as of right now, but I need more information, because this also reminds me of when Melanie Martinez was accused of raping her friend, and then we found out that her friend came out again and said that she basically made the whole story up. And it really affected Melanie Martinez's career. It almost destroyed it, actually. And that's kind of the problem with cancel culture, is that there's a lot of accusations and not enough evidence to back it up. But I am pretty convinced that this is actually happening, because we've seen it happen before. But I really just want to see more evidence, like more actual evidence, to see what is happening with this. It's honestly really hard to believe anything that anyone is saying on the internet these days, because it always seems that someone is motherfucking lying instead of just coming out with the truth and being like, I did these things and I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. I'm sorry for those who have hurt. I vow not to do it again. And then they just do it again, and it's just getting really, really hard to tell who's actually fucking serious about this kind of shit and who's not. And it makes me so tired, guys. It makes me so tired hearing this bullshit over and over again. Anyone who's on the internet is just full of shit. And I am not excluded from this. I am full of shit 100%. And that's just the reality of it. Alright, let's move on from the Tony Lopez thing. I've had enough of this. Tony Lopez looks like the creep who would do this, though. That's what I'm trying to say. And let's move on to another story about another TikTok influencer by the name of Benji Kroll and his boyfriend, I think. Yeah, the boyfriend. Boyfriend Jorge Gervais. This is also from Dexterto.com, and the article is titled TikTok influencer Benji Kroll responds to grooming allegations. TikTok influencer Benji Kroll has released a 30-minute video addressing allegations that he and Jorge Garay, aka JJ Gardy, groomed a 15-year-old boy, claiming that Jorge had a large part in manipulating the victim as well as Benji. So, it's basically this 15-year-old boy has come out and said that he has, he was the victim of grooming by Benji and Jorge, and that he had been sent explicit FaceTime screenshots of Benji by Jorge. The article states that he said, they took advantage of my friendship and exploited and coerced me, a minor, into doing what they wanted for sexual pleasure. They also shared screenshots of call logs and messages supposedly sent by the pair as evidence. Now, Benji released a response on the 23rd. He apologized for taking longer, but he said that it was because he attempted suicide, which, that's rough. Holy shit. He stressed that it's not the first time and was not a direct result of the allegation. It was a factor, I guess. He did this thing where people... Oh no, it's redirecting me to Twitter. Well, let's see what it says. He did like the influencer apology on Twitter. He posted on his Apple, I don't know what the app is for Apple, but it's like a notepad app, and he screenshotted that, and I don't want to read through all this, but he's saying basically that he's going to explain everything that happened and that none of this should happen. He's going to be taking a break from social media and he will explain this all later. And he did. He actually came out with a response on his YouTube titled Clearing Things Up. And I did watch part of it. And he did have the receipts to back up his claim, which was basically that the 15-year-old that he had been talking to lied to Benji and Jorge and saying that he was 16, which, by the way, Benji and Jorge live in Spain, where the age of consent is 16. So while he showed the screenshots, the receipts of the conversations he had with this 15-year-old boy, and in the screenshots, you could pretty much see that this 15-year-old lied about being 16. Like, he really tried to pull it off. But I also do think that Benji should have taken that as the first sign and have not associated with this kid anymore if he's lying about his age. Reminds me of Danielle Cohn, the YouTuber who lied about her birth certificate and ended up getting her quote-unquote boyfriend in trouble because he was dating a minor. It turned into this big thing. This is what this is reminding me of. And like, Benji Kroll did actually post, like I said, the receipts to show his innocence. Well, not his innocence, because he should have seen something was up, and he should not associated with this kid anymore. But he did. He's not the victim. 15-year-old's definitely not the victim. They're both idiots, in my opinion. They're both just fucking garbage. But at least Benji had, you know, the chops to own up to his mistake, and he explained his side of the story. And basically, this 15-year-old was sending explicit nude photos of Benji and Jorge to other people, which is another mistake on Benji and Jorge's side. You don't send news to people you barely know. That's like the number one rule. You send them to people that you trust, you've met, you know will not do anything with them. And sometimes those people still screw you over, and that's okay. But they just naively, like, I don't even know. I don't even know what's happening in this fucking, in controversy. All I know is that I hope Benji and Jorge have learned from this, and I hope that the 15-year-old has left them alone. No one wants to be like, what a shit show this is. God, this is why I don't like TikTok. It's just a bunch of stupid influencers who don't know what the hell they're doing. And they get themselves into this kind of trouble. And they have to do is just make videos on the internet. That's it. That's literally their only job. And they can't do that right. Why? Ugh. Go fuck yourself, Benji Kroll. I hope you're okay, but like, seriously, go fuck yourself. God. Moving on to the next article. Let's trigger warning, though, beforehand. We're going to be talking about overdosing and probably suicide. This is an influencer who died at the age of 17. This happened on the 7th of September. This article is by the BBC, but I basically know the gist of what happened. This is the influencer by the name of Ethan Is Supreme. Beauty influencer Ethan Peters dies age 17. The beauty blogger and influencer Ethan Peters, which I think now that I see him, his actual face, I think I know who this is. Oh, come on, load, damn you, load. I know, like, a lot of influencers like James Charles and Thomas Halbert, and I know this person. I've seen him floating around. I saw him floating around YouTube before his untimely death. He was struggling with addiction, and apparently his father had found him in the bathtub overdosed on drugs, and he was gone. I know that on TikTok he was quite the character. He wasn't very liked. I mean, what else is new? people just have different opinions. You know, this is what really bugs me about people with influencers, is that they will constantly... Listen, I have influencers that I don't fucking like. Like, straight up. Like, I don't like Jeffree Star. I'm not very keen about... what's her name? Bella... Delphine? Bella Delphine, Onision. Like, just people who do things for the shock value. Just don't like those kind of people. And, like, there are even some influencers that I grew out of. I used to watch some Shane Dawson videos of his trying stuff videos until I found out that he... He made a lot of racist videos, which, like, I do not remember. I don't remember. I remember... I actually remember just one. And it was the parody for Hello Kitty by Avril Lavigne. I remember he did a really, really fucking strange parody of it. That's about it. I didn't know he did... I didn't know he made a Nicki Minaj one. Oh, I watched that... So, like, the first clip, the roll up to the party with my crazy pink wig. It's just like, for the most part, the lyrics of that song were hilarious. There are some problematic moments, I'm not gonna lie. The real problematic moment comes from the video itself. Oh my god, I don't think I've ever seen Shane Dawson do blackface, and that is an honest to god comment on the whole thing. I never saw Shane Dawson do blackface, so when I saw him doing blackface, oh my god, I was so embarrassed that I knew about this YouTuber, influencer, whatever you want to call this fucking... asshole. But let's get back to Ethan Supreme. So I'm gonna read the article. What happened? A Vice article last year described his makeup as characterized by its desire to catch your attention and dramatic, emotional, and at times gory. He started young, saying that by the time of summer 2017, he hit 100,000 followers and left his private Christian school because his social media activity violated their moral conduct code. He moved to an online school instead and recently started his own clothing line called Hellboy. So he was hustling. There was some negative response on social media after news of Ethan's death broke. He had been accused of racism and transphobia in the past, but fans also spoke in his defense, including one of his inspirations, fellow makeup artist Manny MUA, who is also pretty problematic, but at some cases he keeps to himself. Now, he's made many mistakes, but to say he deserves to pass away is human and inhumane. So, this is the point I want to bring up. After Ethan is Supreme's death, apparently there was a lot of tribute videos to him by his friends, and the comments of those videos were absolutely disgusting. Oh, I don't think I have much faith in humanity anymore after them. They were basically just all saying that they had won, that he finally killed himself, it's a victory for their part. How do those people sleep at night? Like, how do they sleep at night knowing that they said stuff like that? It just doesn't make sense to me. There are people that I wish I could hit with my car, and I wish that I can fucking rip their hair out and all this kind of stuff. But I don't know if I actually would have the balls to say, even on the internet, to go kill yourself. I don't know if I could ever do that. Maybe when I was younger, I would have, but now that I'm older, things change, perspectives change. I mean, look at me, I have fucking TikTok now. But I think some people took it a little bit too far with that. Oh, here's the other one, idolpersona.com. Let's see. Here it is. As a couple of days pass since Ethan left this world, the investigation team hasn't come up with a fitting conclusion regarding the cause of his death. Interestingly, his father opened up in an interview on what he believed that the makeup star died due to the drug overdose. Okay, so it's not confirmed yet what happened, but it's very, 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 there's a lot of, there's all a talk that he died due to a drug overdose, which, yeah, I just, I don't know what else to say about this. All I have to say is really just a rest in peace and my condolences to Ethan Peters' family. It's tough to lose your child in any sort of way. I don't think you ever want to leave, you don't want your child to leave this earth before you do. I can imagine that would be extremely painful. And my condolences to his family. So, I'd like to start off this next segment by saying that if you have a weak stomach, it's a trigger warning about suicide. That we are going to be talking about the live stream suicide that happened and how people are absolute garbage when it comes to this kind of stuff. So, let's start off with an article by TechCrunch.com. And it is talking about the graphic video of a man dying by suicide on Facebook Live. I saw the video myself, I'm not gonna lie. I think it was the most disturbing thing I had ever seen in my entire life. And I have seen a lot of fucked up shit. It happens in a blink of an eye. And the video, the live stream doesn't end because there was no one there to end it. So it's, oh my god, it's so bad. I wish I'd never seen it, but my curiosity got the best out of me, and lo and behold, I saw the video, and I wish that I didn't, because I don't even want to explain it to people. But I bring this up because it's spread to different social media platforms, including TikTok. There have been people, disgusting, gross people, who have been showing clips of the video in what seems to be normal videos. So you'll be watching on TikTok a video about cats playing, and then they'll show the moment he takes his life. And it is so, so bad. And the worst part is, it goes to show how bad TikTok's moderating his community standards are. TikTok's community standards and moderation of videos are essentially non-existent, because the videos are still being circulated around. Don't get me wrong. The videos are still being circulated. I am lucky enough that I don't have a For You page that shows me fucked up shit like that. But those videos are still around. They have not been taken down yet. And it seems like the people who are speaking up about the video have been shadow banned about it, because they've been reporting anything that they've seen, but it apparently doesn't go against their community standards on TikTok. So fuck them, right? You know, we're just trying to make sure that there's no disturbing videos or anything like that on TikTok or any social media platform, but, you know, fuck us, right? It's just, why, I don't understand the thought process of it mentally scarring people by showing someone taking their life. Like, it doesn't make sense. Who is this? There's trolling and then there's just being a terrible person. And the fact that they have another platform in which to be a terrible person just saddens me. Like, do better, guys. Honestly. I honestly don't want to talk about this anymore. Just thinking about it is giving me, I don't even want to talk about this anymore, honestly. Let's move on. All right, so our last article of TikTok, we're going to be talking about Bella Poarch. Now, if you don't know, stop lying to me. You know who Bella Poarch is. She's come into a little bit of more controversy in the wild. Now, in the past, I will say that I have defended Bella Poarch because she's come under scrutiny by people who think that she's annoying. And from what I see from Bella Poarch, she's just like vibing. And she's still kind of vibing, but now it seems like she's trying a little bit too hard. And this specific article is about her rising sun tattoo that she had, or that she still has. I don't know if she got it removed or not. But this article is from newsbreak.com, and it goes, TikToker Bella Poarch vows to remove controversial tattoo following backlash from Korean fans. I actually saw this video. I wonder if I can still bring it up. It is just a bit cringy. Just a little cringy. Let me see, Bella Poarch tattoo. there's a search option that says Bella Poarch exposed with a clown emoji. I hate TikTok. Oh, this banjo sound. I hate it. So she posted a video on her TikTok that says, here's a photo of my arm tattoo. I love Korea. I would never do anything to hurt anyone. Woo! Okay. This is like, oh, what a shit show the comment section is. I love comment sections on social media platforms. They're such garbage. Y'all stop with the can't. Y'all stop with the hate comments. I can't like them all. This is the one that informed me what the Imperial Japanese flag means. And that's the tattoo that she has. So let me describe her tattoo. It is a red heart with the rising sun beams coming out of it. So if you've ever seen the, what is it called again? It is the Imperial Japanese flag. It's basically that, except it's a heart in the middle instead of a red circle. And someone pointed out on the comment section, and it basically is the Japanese version of the swastika. And I was like, oh my God. Why didn't I put two and two together? Because it basically is. And the reason I'm saying this is because I did an episode a few months or like a year ago. Let me see if I can find it. I did an episode specifically on comfort women. And I don't know how I didn't put two and two together. There it is. On April 11th of 2019, I did an episode of comfort women. It was a 15 minute episode. It only got 4 listens. Thanks, guys. Really, really actually worked hard on that episode, but okay. And I talked about how the Japanese had done all this fucked up shit to like China and Philippines. And let me look it up. I actually got the Wikipedia here. A trip to South Korea. They comfort stations, blah, blah, blah. When the Japanese army invaded somewhere like China or South Korea, or I believe like the Philippines. Comfort women. I know there were South Korean comfort women, and it was basically just their way, the Japanese army's way, of getting prostitutes, like the unconsensual prostitutes. And let's see, outline of the, here it is. Hang on, let me okay, sorry, I had to get my dog because she was being an insufferable little butt, huh? Ooh, you're such a butthead. Okay, so I pulled up the Wikipedia. These are the archives by Comfort Women. The Philippines were hit. Taiwan was hit. There were some in the United States as well. In Germany and Australia. Mainly, these are just like the archives. This is like the memorials areas, basically. No, stop. Stop growling. I'm trying to do an episode, baby. Shut up. The Philippines and Taiwanese women were really hit, as also like Chinese and South Korean women were hit as well. Anywhere that the Japanese army invaded, they would basically have their women become prostitutes for the men. And when I did the Comfort Women episode, I found out that these women were basically just raped nonstop for hours, and then they would finally stop and they would tell them to clean themselves up. And then after the war had happened, World War II, they took all the Comfort Women and turned them into nurses, under the guise that they had been helping the Japanese army against their enemies. And the disgusting part is that's how they covered it up. They said that they were helping the Japanese army by healing them. And I don't know a more disgusting thing that has ever happened, ever. But back to the Imperial Japanese flag. So Bella Porch has this tattoo, and she basically gives this half-assed apology, saying, "I'm very sorry if my tattoo offends you. I love Korea. Please forgive me." Big sad eyes and a heart. And the first comment was, "This is not an apology." And they're right. This is not an apology. I think they're absolutely right by saying Bella Porch should have done her research, and she should have known that this flag has a very painful significance to South Korea and what the Japanese basically did to them. And no wonder South Koreans are always just like, fuck Japan, and we don't want anything pertaining to Japan or anything Japanese, because they fucked us over. And the sad part is, a lot of Japanese people don't really know what Japan did. Now they do, because... Oh, you're being such a butt, Nikki. You're such a butthead. And, anyways, what I was saying is, the Japanese government hasn't really been teaching the Japanese people what had happened. It was like a dark part of history that they don't want to teach. And I think Japan should do what Germany did, and they should teach that part and show that we can't let something like this ever happen again. But Japan is so up their ass about their honor, but that's not honorable. You can't honor something that you did to another country like that. That's gross. So, anyways, with Bella Porch, she is basically just being canceled for being ignorant about this whole situation. She's saying in the comments that I will have the tattoo removed or do cover up. I did not know the history behind this tattoo. I will educate others about it. My Filipino friends also said they didn't know about it until I told them. So it's better if we just educate people instead of arguing. Now it seems like she's really trying, but the damage has already been pretty much fucking done by her. This article is by Newsbreak.com, and let me just get to the part where you can attack me, I'm okay with that. When y'all attack Philippines and make fun of them, that's when I lose my shit. She just doesn't... God, I'm so tired of these fucking influencers already. And I want to be one. You know, I want to be an influencer, but like, I'm so afraid that I'm going to end up being absolute garbage on the internet. I'm already garbage in real life. I don't want to be garbage in a public space. So on Twitter, the hashtag cancel Korea trended as people defended Filipino and Porch while condemning discrimination. You can't say cancel Korea and be like, oh, but we condemn discrimination. You're doing that. Me wishing to cancel racism instead of Korea, that's a great one. You know, this person gets it. These other people don't understand. Imagine Koreans calling us Filipinos ugly and uneducated. Who's going to tell them the University of the Philippines outranked Harvard and Oxford last year in Times Higher Education, and we have 187 different languages, and we don't need plastic surgery to be beautiful. Hashtag cancel Korea. Dude, go fuck yourself. Like, don't attack the South Koreans. Sure, there's nothing really special. The only thing that Korea has really given us is bomb-ass food and great music. That's all, right? I mean, fuck Korea. Go fuck yourself. But that's not my point I'm trying to make. I know that sounded horrible, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is fuck TikTok and the influencers that come with it. Because they're garbage. And if Bella Porch actually gets the tattoo removed, great. That's awesome. Next time, do your research before getting a tattoo. You can't just get a tattoo and then be like, oh, I didn't know. Like, please forgive me. I didn't know what the meaning was of it. I just thought it looked cool. You have that permanently on your skin. This is not like a henna tattoo or like a Sharpie. You have, like, you've consciously decided to put this on your skin. You have to know what is going on your body. You can't just be like, that looks pretty, and then tattoo it, and then find out that it says asshole in Laotian. And be like, oh, I didn't know what the meaning was. Yeah, of course you didn't. Are you serious? That's not okay either. You're such a fucking moron, Bella. I don't know why you're famous. I guess just because you're entertaining to watch. And what was that guy's name? My comment on TikTok about this dude has blown up a little. I won't even lie. And I've gotten so many notifications about this comment. Shiki. Where is it? There it is. Come on. Give it to me. Okay. Jeff Corrett. How do I put this? Bella Porch did this sound that became very popular because Bella Porch did it. And this is the sound, basically. Here, give it a listen. Did you like that? Did you enjoy my dog growling as well? That's the whole sound, is just that with my dog growling. So Bella did that little head nod dance and blah, 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 blah. Then this guy by the name of Jeff Corrett went on a fucking little rant about how, oh, she didn't give me credit, even though in the original video that she did of the sound and this little head dance, she gives him credit saying, oh, this is by Jeff Corrett. This is a great little dance. And then she does like a whole ass body dance with that sound. And Jeff Corrett throws a fit about it. Talking about, oh, well, she didn't give me credit for this one. And people are like, dude, like, she already gave you credit for the original video. And you're going to throw a fit about this one? And that's the only time I've actually defended Bella Poarch. From what I see, Bella Poarch is just trying to vibe and have fun on TikTok. But you can't expect people to call you out, to not call you out on shit like not knowing where your tattoo comes from. Like if this reminds me of like the Simply Kenna thing. A YouTuber by the name of Simply Kenna who has Buddhism aesthetic, like Tumblr girl Buddha aesthetic. And she has Buddha heads for the plain sole purpose of decorations. And according to Buddhism, you can't do that. But when she got called out for it, she was like, whatever, you know, you don't know anything. But I am glad that Bella is taking some action to the tattoo. I just wish that she was a little bit smarter about what she permanently puts on her body, because that laser tattoo removal stuff, that's gonna cost a pretty penny. But she's an influencer, she can afford it, right? Cause she's a fucking rich as fuck. So, in conclusion, it took me 2 years to finally get the app. It took me 2 years to finally break down and download the app, and the videos I have saved, honestly, have been the most fun. TikTok was originally Musical.ly, and it was mostly just cosplayers making little fun videos in their cosplay. And then it just became popular with mainstream media. And then the people who weren't cosplayers gave the cosplayers a bunch of shit for being cosplayers. And this app is truly just fucking garbage. And there are days where I wish that I didn't download it, and there are days where I almost just uninstall it off my phone. Because this app really fucking sucks. It's nothing has changed with how social media platforms act. There's garbage people. People don't know how to fucking respect others. There's garbage influencers. There's people who just fucking don't know better. And there are people who try to make half-ass apologies for shit that they should have just already done. So, no, now that I have TikTok, I do not like it. In fact, my opinion on TikTok in a whole kind of thing has gotten even worse. Will I continue using TikTok? Yeah, I will. The same reason why I use Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Because although TikTok is garbage and I fucking hate it, it's a good way to get exposure. It's a good way to make fun videos for people who will actually watch it. And there are still good people on TikTok who make content for the sake of just making content. And honestly, those people are the real MVPs here, because they not only keep me entertained, they are minding their own damn business. So I think I'm gonna end this episode here. I think I actually really like how this version of the episode came out. That last version 1.0 of this fucking TikTok episode was a fucking shit show. Oh my god. Oh my god, that is like the first time I've ever taken an episode down because I hated it that much. But second time's the charm, as they probably don't say anywhere in the world, but I want to say thank you for listening, guys. And if you like my podcast and all the other episodes I have created before, please listen to the other episodes, subscribe, follow me on Spotify, on Google Podcasts. Actually, before I continue on, I'm going to actually read out some platforms that my podcast, it's called the podcast, the distribution status. All right, so you can find me on anchor.fm, which is the home of the Rotten Rebel podcast. You can also find me on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Anywhere, basically, where podcasts are broadcast, you can find me there. Thank you so much, guys, for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode. But for now, I bid you adieu.